Lord, may your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, may we hide your word in our hearts that we may not sin against you. That gospel reading was actually one of the verses I had marked. Again, what Deacon Bracken read. You are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp, and after he lights a lamp, put it under a basket, but on the lampstand. It'll give light to all who are in the house, and let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who's in heaven. And part of the scripture I read Sunday before last, out of Mark, I've been thinking a lot about this towards the end, about the good seed that is sown in good soil, those that hear the word of God, accept it, and then begin to bear fruit with it. And I think it's in sequence 30, 60, and 100 for a reason, because I think that's to be given away, right? Once you give away your 30, you'll get 60. Once you give away your 60, you'll get 100. Because then he was saying to them, this is Mark 4, a lamp is not brought to be put under the basket or under bed. It is not brought to be put, but is it not brought to be put on the lampstand? For nothing is hidden except to be revealed, nor has anything been in secret but that it would come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. He was saying to them, take care what you listen to. Pay attention what you listen to, y'all. By your standard of measure, it would be measured to you, and more will be given to you besides, for whoever has, more will be given to him. Whoever does not have, even what he has, should be taken away. I've never put these verses together, right? Because when I read that nothing hidden to be revealed, I always thought that would be, God revealing our stuff, or, you know, when you die and go to heaven, which I believe is a false teaching, that everything you've ever done bad is going to be like on a big screen. No, Jesus already took care of that. You're forgiven, right? That's not the judgment seat of Christ. The judgment seat of Christ is we'll just kind of mourn over the missed opportunities we had, you know, of not loving people. But what he's saying here about this light, you know, and in John, I'll read just a few verses here. We know these are familiar, where Jesus says in John 8, and this was after the adulterous woman was cast down at his feet, you know, and he wrote in the sand, and they didn't like what he was writing, which I believed he wrote what was in their hearts, right? And then they all left, and then he asked the woman to straighten up. He said, neither do I condemn you. And that's when he first says, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. When Jesus was healing the man born blind and they were asked who sinned, you know, how did he get in this condition? And he says again, we must work the works of him who sent me as long as it is a day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And in John chapter 12, Jesus said to them, for a little while longer, light is among you. That's what he did right before that. Walk while you have the light, so that darkness will not overtake you. He who walks in the darkness does not know where he goes, but while you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become sons of light. Okay? And in the New Testament, it's in Ephesians, we are called sons of light. Okay? Because the light now lives within us. The light was Jesus, right? He now lives within us. But in the context of what it's saying here, nothing is hidden except to be revealed. What I really believe he's talking about as we are letting our light shine, okay, he will reveal the secrets of men's hearts, what's going on with them, okay? Because you're walking around with a light, light exposes darkness. It's part of what God is calling us to. It's part of, by your standard of measure, what you give people, it'll be measured back to you, and the biblical principle is you will get more, right? If we are giving away the light as we're walking around as sons and daughters of light, darkness is exposed. What the enemy is doing in a person's life is exposed. We are giving them a measure of what we have. All right? And the promise is it'll come back to you. And that's the reason it says, I was always thought, why does it say take care of what you hear? But what he's saying here is, listen. Pay attention to what I may be speaking to you about that person. because the light is going to expose the darkness or any kind of secrets or something they may, you know. And after all these, when Jesus said, is usually after he did a healing in someone or he healed someone, right? Because he was listening to the Father. The light was in him. He was the light of the world. And he listened to that light, and that light exposed the darkness that needed to be healed, where the light needed to come. And I'll read that to you one more time in here. It's really cool. And this was after, again, the good soil, the 30, 60, and 100 fold. He was saying to them again, a lamp is not to be put under a basket. It is to be brought out on the lampstand. Nothing is hidden except to be revealed, nor has anything been in secret, but it'll come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Not, hey, hear what I'm saying. Hear what God wants to do in that situation. Okay? Because he was telling them, you have ears to hear. Now pay attention, because he's going to speak. And he was saying to them again, take care what you listen to. Because by your standard of measure, it'll be measured to you, and more will be given to you. Okay? When you give them that measure, God's going to give you. Whoever has, he says, I'll give you more. But we want, I know I do, I just want the full load before I go out there, right? And that's just not the way it works. What he's saying is, give it away, and then you'll get more. Because you're going to all start off with 30-fold, okay? If you give away the 30-fold, you're going to get 60, okay? If you give away 60-fold, you're going to get 100-fold. Because it's all about being light. Don't take this light, is what he's saying, and don't put a basket over it, okay? We're in a season now where the Lord is trying to show us and teach us to remove the basket, right? The lamp is designed to be set on the lampstand where it shines into darkness. That's the whole purpose of it, okay? And I talk about a lot of this in Selma, because this is where we struggle. We're definitely not in a place where we're being physically persecuted like people are in the world. But we do have to fight the stronghold in Selma, and it is fitting in, okay? And the Lord showed me that fitting in demonic thing has these little minions that are called compromise. And they're sent out to attack people with compromise so they'll fit in, right? When Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees, he said, you can't receive glory from God when you seek glory from men. And that's part of it. We seek glory from men or approval of man, or we want to fit in and we want to be accepted, you know. And you know what it's done too? And I've just been on the soapbox in my Bible study lately, because it's like we try to present a Jesus to the world that's not Jesus. We want the world to accept him. We want you to accept this. Let's present a Jesus that you will accept, because we want you to accept us, right? Jesus is who he is. I was talking to David about it last night. You know, he came and said, you think I came to bring peace in the world? I didn't. I came to bring a sword. And he was talking about in your own family, right? Mothers and daughters, sons, you'll be divided if you're going to follow me. This is the way it is, right? He does not take up his own cross and follow me. And I was, you know, one I was reading out of Luke chapter 14, who says, large crowds gathered around Jesus, and he starts speaking, that, hey, if anyone loves these things more than he loves me or these people, he's not worthy of me. And what man who's building the house doesn't first sit down and see if he's got enough to finish it? Or what king goes to war and doesn't sit down and first say, hey, do I have enough troops to defeat that? He was saying, are you willing to count the cost? I was like, Jesus, why did you say that? You had them all there. Why didn't you just say, ask me to come into your heart and you'll all be saved? He could have, right? But he didn't. And so if we want the... I was thinking about the verses in Philippians chapter 3 where Paul said, I count all things loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. All things lost. And I count them but rubbish, which is the word, we all know that, we've heard it preached, is the word for dung. I count everything in life dung compared to knowing Jesus Christ my Lord. Right? And so I've been asking the Lord to reveal anything to me where I'm compromising. When I go out, I'm more worried about what people think about me than I am bringing you glory, God, right? Because I want to be a full light to the world. I don't want to be a little like a flashlight that has batteries about to go out, you know, and is real dull and you can barely see, you know. I want to be a full light. light, and we are light. And as we give, we get more. Just a great principle. It'll be, remember in Luke chapter 6, it's talking about, if you give away, it'll be given to you, poured down, spilling over. And he's talking about as we give away God's love and mercy to people as lights of the world, we'll get so much back that it'll overflow in us. And I thought, Lord, that is so cool right here. I see that now. I'm seeing it. Right? I want the 100% harvest right now. Now I gotta give away my 30. Then I'll get the 60. And more will be given to you. You'll hear his voice. What he's saying, like, Craig, you'll hear my voice more clearly. You'll see the light will become so bright that you'll see other people, what they need, their darkness will be exposed so clearly. Bracken was in the world. I could walk up to him and say, man, I think I got something for you. God showed me that you've been through a really painful divorce, and it's really bringing a lot of grief. And I think I got a word. And all of a sudden, light is it, right? And I can give that away. We all know that. But the principle is, he's going to give me more to give away. And he's going to do it more and more. And I, because I do ministry, and I talk to people about Jesus every day, and bring healing and all that kind of stuff. I didn't even realize I was doing it, but as I was going out into the world, that's not in the world, out there, I was just kind of turning it off, If I was in Mark's Mart or I was in, Walmart or, because I'm like, okay, I do that every day, I just turn it off. I wasn't paying attention spiritually what's going on around me or the people who were hurting or needed prayer. So I've been asking the Lord, hey, Lord, help me tune back in. Let me get that station, You don't have to do that nowadays, but used to, you had to tune in a station, You'd have to get your antenna right, You'd have to hold it, or put some aluminum foil, tin foil, right, on the little rabbit ears so you could get the station. And you'd have to, sometimes it was really, you'd have to keep going back and forth until you, all right, I got the station, And I've been asking the Lord to do that with me, to help me be more aware by my surroundings. And some of it has to do with, when you're in pain all the time, it's easy to not do that as well. But I think what Bishop is saying, everybody's been saying in this season we have, especially coming into this summer, it's going to be a great summer. And I think so much light the Lord is ready to release in all of us. Okay? So don't put whatever your basket looks like, big or small, ask God to remove that thing that's trying to snuff out your light. Okay? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.